Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's a belated Friday Food Club, and I'm sure you'll be familiar with the concept of food and wine pairings. Something a little bit different for you this morning. Charlotte Payne is here.
The one time I let you organise Food Club, we end up with insects. Marvellous.
With her social anthropologist, Chris Kaplonsky, and you're both going to be running an evening of insects and wine tasting at the Cambridge Science Festival.
Yes, indeed.
So explain what we have in front of us then.
We've got a range of insects.
In not too terrifying detail. I'm, like, terrified already.
So these are a range of insects that are some of which are sold, as you can see there in packaging. So these are some that are sold in Burkina Faso, some caterpillars, some cricket powder that is sold in Canada.
So cricket powder. That makes a change to go with the little herbs and spices, the little jars I have in my cupboard.
Think of it more like whey protein powder. Your bodybuilding, you might want to chuck some of this in your smoothie for a little protein kick.
So curds and whey and cricket powder. Okay, fine.
And then we have some wasps and grasshoppers that are sold in Japan. And some crickets that are sold here in Cambridge in the local Sainsbury's.
Now, the ones that are sold, I see they have a flavouring. So there's a little bit on the nut, not almost like a, nut kind of thing. Smoky barbecue flavour, crunchy roasted. They're trying to sell it to you as if it's a nice peanut to go along with your ale or something.
Do they do
that in Japan? Like, just out of curiosity? Or do they just say, no, that's your bug, just eat it as it comes?
Oh, so with the Japanese insects, generally they use soy sauce and mirin to partly to preserve them, but also to
take the taste away?
Well, I think they still have distinct tasters, even when they have soy sauce around them. But yeah, so in Japan, but they do... They certainly don't usually try and hide the fact that it's a bug. And I'd say the same with, for example, the caterpillars as well. So it's very much, you can't really ignore the fact that that's what you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's celebrated and it's considered something that's nice to eat.
I'm intrigued as to the kind of nutrients that one might get from eating an insect or two. What health benefits are there? You already mentioned the sort of bodybuilding, which seems quite surreal, really.
Well, I think it depends massively on the insect itself. So there are some insects which are eaten as larvae, which tend to be much more fatty. They still have some protein, but they're quite high in fat. However, the insects, particularly the crickets that you've got here and the caterpillars, are really, really quite high in protein. So they will have benefits in those senses, but also importantly are high in iron and zinc, which are really crucial micronutrients for health.
Do they fill you up, or do you have to have quite a few of them?
I think the caterpillars, when you've got fresh caterpillars, it's like having a steak. Like, they're really meaty. They definitely fill you up.
So you sound as if you do this quite a lot. seriously, do you actually eat these things?
When I'm in this country, I haven't really. It's mostly been when I've been living elsewhere, where people do habitually eat insects, where it is part of the diet. And then, yes, I absolutely have and enjoyed it as well.
But at one point, she did confess to having, I think they were crickets in your refrigerator, that she's like, yeah, that's my midnight snack. Other people might go in and want a piece of cheese or some nuts, and she apparently packed crickets or something in the fridge. She's like, oh, yeah, I'll just open up my tin of crickets and have a handful.
So a little pot, perhaps, to one side where you can just... During the day, this is how I tend to consume things like fruit and veg. I just, like, pop some on the table in front of me whilst I'm working, and I will then slowly eat them during the course of the morning. Is it the kind of the same thing which would be done with insects, or are they sort of, like, nicely presented on the side of the plate?
Well, there's various answers to that. One is that people do like having them as snacks. So in some places, for example, in Burkina Faso, they might be sold as just on the side of the road as someone offering little small packages of caterpillars that you can snack on anytime, sort of in between meals. However, also they will be eaten as part of a meal. Mm. So as sort of your main protein source with, say, your rice or your maize.
So what is it served with? So you get a bit of rice, and what else might one have in a meal of caterpillars?
Well, the meals of caterpillars that I've had have generally involved, so you've got your protein of your caterpillars, and then some greens, probably some kind of vegetables, and then also some sort of a carbohydrate, starch. So usually in Burkina Faso, that will either be maize meal or rice.
I'm intrigued by the packaging here as well. You know, one almost expects to have like a giant ant with a happy smiley face looking at you, but actually they've gone for bright primary colours, haven't they? Like this,
yes.
This orange one here, which is that the crickets?
No, this is that's the grasshopper.
Caterpillars. Sorry, easy mistake to make. and that's like a bright orange packet with just a little window, so you can see the little fellas peeping through at you.
They do have a little cartoon of the caterpillar.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Cute.
A little baby cartoon. Yes, that's good.
I know that it's not a new thing at all, like in other parts of the world. Insects, very much just a mainstay kind of part of people's diets, almost. But here, Western world, England, whatever, it's definitely become... I mean, I've actually got... that they're being sold in Sainsbury's now. Yes. I'm stunned by that. Why now are they being bought here?
So about 5 years ago now, the FAO released a report which basically said that if we started to, instead of farming so much livestock, if we started to farm mini livestock, like insects, we could actually potentially... save a lot of the land that's being degraded and used for agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And so that might help with the conservation of biodiversity and also just reducing our general overall environmental footprint. So that report was very influential. It's been the most downloaded FAO report.
Mm.
And so since then, loads of new companies have started up, not only farming insects, but also putting them in packages like this and selling them.
And farming them here in the UK. They're not bringing them in from...
So actually, these ones that we have in Sainsbury's, currently they're sourcing them from Canada.
Uh-huh.
We do get into carbon footprint issues, don't we? At some point. As I'm sure they'll become popular very soon in this country as well. But if we start then shipping them in from Canada, that kind of messes things up. We get into, avocado-style issues.
Yeah. The big problem is at the moment that demand exceeds supply.
So
there are too many people who want insects and not enough people who are farming them to this extent. So
we need to stock, in case Brexit happens, we get a hard Brexit, we need to stockpile on these insects. We could be in real trouble.
Yes, quite possibly. But there are companies starting up in the UK that are farming insects.
Chris, where does the wine come into all of this? Which is what part of your Cambridge Science Festival talk?
Charlotte and I, as a bit of a backstory, met about 4 or 5 years ago at a conference on food and sustainability. She was talking about insects. I was talking about wine. And we kind of realized nobody had bothered to put the two together. So we thought we needed to fill this massive void in life. So that's what we're doing. And I actually run a research project called Anthurinology. And what we're looking at is issues of sustainability in wine. People here can see, but the people on the radio can't see. The wine you have is very cloudy. It doesn't look anything like people expect wine to. If you smell it, it doesn't smell much like wine should, you know, in inverted commas. So basically, one of the things I'm interested in is what happens. Do people say, this is weird, I can't drink it? You know, let the planet die. Or... I'm going to learn to like this because, you know, how do you link senses and ethics, basically?
Right.
So
why does it look cloudy?
This wine's, again, this is actually what it's called an orange wine, which may or may not be made sustainability. This one is. It's basically, the short answer is it's cloudy because it's not been filtered. Most conventional wine, most commercial wine is filtered. It's clarified to look nice and bright. People making sustainable wines, low-intervention wines, their idea is to do as little as they can in the winery. Basically, let the grapes speak for themselves.
Mm.
And if it's cloudy, it's cloudy.
It's cloudy.
One winemaker I once talked to put it this way. He's like, think about apple juice. Do you prefer the cloudy type with bits in it or that really clear stuff? And he said, well, people like cloudy, chunky apple juice, you know. And he's like, it's the same with wine.
Interesting.
That makes sense. I'm going to invite Lee Chambers, who's coming on after 10 o'clock, to come and test her vegan credentials. I'm quite intrigued as to how this kind of works. So if Lee can come in now, then maybe, because we've only got a few minutes left, if we could do a little quick test on this over the other side of the desk. Good morning, Lee.
Hello.
Sorry, we've
I get the insects, not the wine.
Well, you could possibly have both. We'll be very generous towards you, I'm sure.
So what have we got?
We have a selection.
Well,
we have crickets and...
Quite a selection.
Or do you prefer... If you prefer caterpillars, then we've got plenty of those.
What do you recommend?
I think that it would be... I think probably the crickets. Before you do try them, do you have a shellfish allergy?
No.
Good. Okay. People with shellfish allergies should avoid...
But Lee, you are a vegetarian.
I am vegetarian.
But you're not concerned about the insects?
No, really.
Okay.
I know it's a bit of a double standard, quite a lot of a double standard, but I'm quite intrigued.
You are?
Yeah.
So these are barbecue-flavoured crickets that are sold in Sainsbury's. So if you do like them, you can easily get some more.
They're all in little bits.
Let me see what they look like.
They're tiny. I always think of crickets as huge. But I think I'm probably mixing them with loads of species.
They could be put in the blender, maybe.
Have they been de-winged or...?
They've just been...
dehydrated.
Yeah, roasted, actually, I think.
Right, okay.
Oh, my God, Lee, you're amazing.
Right, one's going in.
Oh, crunchy.
The classic journalist question, how do you feel?
Just taste of barbecue.
At least the answer wasn't chicken.
No, it just tastes like a barbecue...
Would you have another? Would you just sort of like if they were in a bowl in front of you at Unipub and you're having a glass of wine?
Yeah.
You would?
Mm. There's something caught in my teeth, which is
a leg. That would be one of his legs.
Oh, go on, Lucy. So you have one next. And I promise I'll have one afterwards if there's time.
Go on.
No. If you go first,
okay,
Julian.
Okay, pass one over then.
No, but you've got your little nut allergy. Are you going to be okay?
Well, I don't know. It depends if the caterpillars have many nuts, I guess.
Very
over
strong
the,
taste. I can still taste course. It.
Do I take a
but
pinch or just have one?
But the taste is the barbecue.
I think so.
Bit, not
the
cricket. Okay,
I don't know, there's a cricket aftertaste.
Oh, Julian. Lee, you're much braver. Much more...
See, to me, they're kind of like, ooh, that was the barbecue getting me, not the cricket.
It's
a bit like, I think spiced Rice Krispies is kind of how I describe them as.
Yes, that's a very good description. Yes, barbecue Rice Krispies. Well, they don't look like crickets, so they're so tiny.
Am I then supposed to have a bit of the wine at the same time?
Yes.
I can't even pick it up.
If you didn't know they were crickets,
you
wouldn't...
know they're crickets. Look at that.
You don't know they're crickets. The packet is not even in English, is it? So
that's not what it is. It just looks like a little bit of potato to me.
I've just realised that I could never be on Celebrity Jungle because just looking at this, I can't even pick it up, to be honest.
I'm counting this as training for Celebrity Jungle.
And from the level of celebrities they pick on there, I still think we're in with a chance.
Yeah.
So...
I'm going to go with the wine. Is that okay?
No, that's fine. I need to know from Charlotte and Chris as to when the talk is taking place in the Cambridge Science Festival.
It's March 21st at Thirsty. It's time. That's a good question.
Okay. Well, I guess the Cambridge.
7:30, I think.
Okay.
Something like that.
No, that's fine.
It's an evening event.
I'm sure the website will oblige with all of that. Well, thank you very much for coming
the
in.
Wonderful.
The wine
no
is good.
No problems with the wine.
I'm told the wine is wonderful. Thank you. Could I? Oh, lovely. Thank you. That shut me up.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Well, look, we better wrap up the show, but thank you very much for coming in. We very much look forward to finding out a little bit more. Leave the packet here by all means, because I know that Lucy is dying to take it home with her for the weekend. So Charlotte Payne and also Chris Kaponski, who will be doing this talk on the Cambridge Science Festival. Thank you very much indeed. Lee, what do you have coming up after 10?
It's 10:30. Cecily Bentman is coming in from the Cambridge Union to talk about their programme of speakers.
Okay, that's it good as well. We'll take our leave of you at this point. Have a bit of interesting show today. I've still got a bit of an aftertaste going on there a little bit. Anyway, for me, Julian Clover.
And for me, Lucy Milazzo.
Top of the morning. Good morning.
We're back on Monday at 7. Have a great weekend.
So, did you enjoy the insect guests for Food Club then?
Yeah, I'll arrange food guests from now on.